Today in our gospel in Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 to 9, we hear about Jesus bringing his three disciples, Peter, James, and John, into a mountaintop for them to experience and be witness of his transfiguration, of his glory. You see, Jesus did this. You will find this in all the three Gospels, Synoptic Gospel, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Transfiguration scene happened a chapter before the first Passion prediction. So that Jesus was actually preparing his disciples, recharging them, for them to have a clear and be confident of their identity and mission. Okay? That was the intention of Jesus. Two lessons that we can learn today. First, that God wants to bring us to our mountaintop to experience, and we are invited in that mountaintop to go out of our comfort zones. Okay? To go out of our comfort zones. You see, God wants to lead us. God wants to reveal Himself to us, who He is. God wants to be personal to us. And that is why we all have our own mountaintop. And God wants us in our mountaintop, just like Abraham in the first reading, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, God invited Abraham to leave his comfort zone, Ur. And God said, I will show you the land. I will bring you to a land that I will show you. Sometimes, God would lead us to an unknown place, unknown territory, in order to set us aside. Also, in order for us to know our identity. Abram was called Abraham. His identity was, starting that day, he will be the father of all nations. Jacob was called Israel. His identity was to become the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. Saul, or Paul, Peter, or Saul Simon, called Peter, was called Peter to become the leader of the 12 apostles. There in our mountaintop, we will discover our identity. All we have to do is be obedient and to trust God. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, be still and know that I'm God. Be still means not by not moving. No. Be still means be still and let God lead us. Let God bring us to our own mountaintop and have our experience of transfiguration. Second and last point. Our mountaintop experience will allow us not only to discover our identity, but it will also bring us to discover our mission. Mission. God wants us to have an experience of Him just like the experience of Abraham. The identity of Abraham is he's the father of all nations. But in the mountaintop experience, he also came to know his mission. And what is his mission? I will make you the father of faith to call a people dedicated to the Lord. Dedicated to the Lord. Abraham discovered also his mission. You see, personal conversion is not so much about personal glory and satisfaction. Conversion is for God's glory and our sanctification. I repeat, it's for God's glory and our sanctification. That is why you will find in the second letter of Paul to Timothy, our second reading, Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 specifically, God saved us and called us to a holy life. Not by our own works, but by His design and by the grace of Jesus Christ. If we work for our own glory, it will be clashing with what God wants from us. Because God designs something for every individual person. Our calling, each one, its calling is unique. I am called to become a priest in my own identity. And I have my own mission. Just as each one of us will be called in our experience of the mountaintop and given our own identity and revealed of our mission. But like the apostles in the gospel, we don't stay in our mountaintop when we are called. We have to go on. We have to go on a mission. Father Antonio Pernia, SVD, Societas Verbo Divini, the Society of the Divine Word, was the General Secretary of the SVD. And you know the SVDs are a mission community, mission, religious mission community. And he said that doing mission means a paradigm shift. The new mission today is not focused on the church. The new mission today is focused on the kingdom of God. But how do you do it? In order to experience that kind of mission, that kind of evangelization that each of us are called, there are three conversions that should happen. First conversion, from activism to contemplation. Second, from individualism to collaboration. Third, from that point of superiority only to humility. Humility. And it is only if we can do this that we will be successful in our evangelization. Again, from activism to contemplation, from individualism to collaboration, and lastly, from superiority to humility. Our prayer today is this: Lord, help us. Lead us into our mountaintop and help us to go out of our comfort zone so that we will discover our identity and mission.